Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest diving consumer event in the world, bar none. That's what I'm saying. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. It's an impressive display of diving talent. Not only do we have Mermaid Tiffany celebrating her birthday this weekend and in fine form, we have moved over to the Divers Alert Network booth, and we have found Dr. Nick live in the flesh, and he's with me. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. It's always great to see you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Back at you, buddy. Now, you guys have a cool little setup this year. This is a new thing in the Dan booth where you have Little Orphan Annie. No, what is it? From the musical on Broadway? What is that? Who is that?
Oh, God. Little Orphan Annie is the one you're talking about. Yes.
But no, it's one of those CPR dummies.
CPR mannequins.
And they call her Annie or something, or Arnold. I don't know. What was it? That's just some old CPR dummy thingy.
Resus Annie or something, yes.
Yeah, right. We'll go with Annie from the Broadway show. We're in New York. Close enough to Broadway. We can do that. But basically, you have this computer software set up, hooked up to a CPR dummy.
Yep.
And people can practice, or what are they doing?
The great thing about this is that those of us who have taken a CPR class have all pushed on a chest in a mannequin and breathed it and done our thing and gone, right, it's probably good enough. But we've had no real feedback. So this gives us tremendous feedback. It gives us feedback on the depth of compression, the rate of compression, and how good our ventilations are. So we know, hey, am I actually doing the job that has been asked of me to do, or am I not? So
So are you pressing hard enough or too hard, or are you pressing fast enough, which is a big key that's extremely important. Gee. And this piece of software hooked up to the mannequin actually monitors it in real time and puts it out in a graphical interface for you to say, okay, you're doing it right. No, they're going to die. You know, you got to work on your technique.
Exactly.
Right. Now, Tiffany, you did this, right? Right before I walked up earlier, did you do the CPR thing? Or did you, were you
actually,
just...
Yeah, I lied about that.
I wouldn't need
I am certified in CPR.
Right.
So I should try it, but I don't want to.
She was over there while I was talking to someone down the aisle, Nick, and she was like, Greg, you got to come over here and try this. You know, you're going to totally bomb. I totally did perfect. You're going to suck. And so I came over there, and
she roped you in.
Well, she roped me in, and I did it. And he said, work on your rhythm. Start singing, Mo suggested singing Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Right, or Staying Alive.
Or Staying Alive, which probably would be a little bit more appropriate. But I picked the Queen, too, and I'm a Queen fan. And he goes, wow, you got amazing rhythm for a white guy.
There you go.
And he said, you've done the best so far. But I did that for like 30 seconds. And you got to go for like
two minutes.
Because this can wear you out.
It's exhausting. And when you really get that feedback and you see how much energy it takes to do this for 2 minutes, no kidding, real time.
Yeah.
Like, wow, it makes you realize that you've probably been doing it poorly most of the time that you've been practicing in class, and then if you're doing it in real life, you're doing it really poorly. So how do you raise the bar and get your standard? And it gives you that feedback. It's a remarkable tool.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't have this in CPR class usually, right?
Not usually. No, we've just procured two of these mannequins. So it's going to be part of the CPR classes that we have, as well as our instructor training, because we really want to try to give our instructors some good feedback on how good their technique is.
Nice. Well, it's pretty cool. I mean, and it really is a nice little thing you guys have here at Beneath the Sea, and people can, you know, test their CPR skills. You've turned it into a little game, and like, yeah, the best performer, CPR performer in a 5-minute period gets a damn something or other, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think it's a luggage tag or something.
Nice. Yes. No, that's good.
I'm not sure what we're giving out.
You're doing it for the accolades of being an accomplished CPR.
That's it. Yeah, there's got to be some personal. But a big thing is that we're really committed to trying to do this. We've been updating all of our programs, and this just helps us take it to the next level.
Nice. So, and you're doing a bunch of seminars here, too, aren't you?
I am.
What are you doing? What are you talking about?
I just finished giving a seminar on the treatment of decompression sickness in remote locations. This morning, we were part of a dive accident management symposium that there were three of us speaking. And tomorrow, one of our medics, Marty McCafferty, and I are giving a seminar workshop for the morning on decompression sickness.
Yeah.
And tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be medications and diving for me.
Excellent. So a little bit of everything. But let's see, decompression sickness in remote destinations. I'm guessing don't do it. Don't have that.
Don't have that. that you're very right. Absolutely spot on. The take-home piece was try to avoid this if at all possible.
I can get that in the title.
Yes, but prevention's worth a pound of cure thing.
Right, but is it? Are you going over some like pre-trip suggestions on how to plan or something?
No,
or
the talk is more on what are the options for treating decompression sickness and what are the issues if there are delayed treatments. And let's look at each one of these options, pros and cons, and try to weigh it out, because every scenario is going to be a little different.
Nice. And have you been doing any diving lately, Nick, or you just all work for you, isn't it?
No, you know, you join the dive industry, and then you stop diving.
Right, exactly.
To work.
Yeah, I know, I hear you. But you sneak it in every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I sneak it in.
Yeah, but you got anything on the radar? Have you been down at all lately, at all?
Last time, I think it was around Christmas time, but I haven't been for a couple months.
What, in California waters, or where?
No. It was in Florida.
Yeah, doing a little fun diving.
Just a little fun diving.
Yeah. And then from here, where do you go? What do you do after Beneath the Sea?
Beneath the Sea, I've actually got my own.
I know I'm quizzing him. He's like, Greg, I don't know where I am 15 minutes from now. You're trying to tell
exactly
me.
Right.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
I don't know. For the help.
You got to take your shift in CPR. thing there when they start pressing on you, and that's not good.
Well, I'm going to actually do some medical education for myself. So I've got, as a physician, I've got to do continuing medical education, and I've got a course.
You're never out of school. You're always in school. Always
constantly.
Training.
Constantly training and then in school.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning how to fly. So,
that's right. So how's that going?
Well, I'm learning.
Still here.
I haven't crashed yet. And, you know, if things go as well, within the next month, I'm going to be a certified pilot.
Right on.
So it'll be Captain Greg, the dive master.
Captain Greg. It's Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, no flying after diving, but I can fly to some of these places, and I'll pick you up, and we'll go. You'll fly with me, won't you?
Eventually.
Yes. And, you know, I got to get Tiffany out here on the CPR thing so she can revive me.
Absolutely. She's got to revive her skills.
Right. Right. Yeah. All our mermaids have to go through this program because, you know, when, like, the Boy Scouts that are set up next to us and they see Tiffany in a mermaid tail.
Right.
Many of them
lose consciousness.
Heart palpitations and things that CPR might come in handy.
It really could. You know, God gave us two primary areas for blood distribution and only enough blood to go to one of them at a time.
Hey now.
This is a family program.
No, it's not. But even we have our standards.
Sure.
As low as they are.
Yep.
Well, Nick, it's always a pleasure, my friend, to see you. And we'll have to connect again soon, man.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. Well, let's move on over down a booth or two. And here's our good buddy Ed Buckley from St. Croix Blue Water Adventures. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, you are like the scuba cowboy of the Caribbean.
I just don't sing.
Yes, okay. But he's got the look down, for sure.
You heard the Bee Gees song, You Should Be Dancing.
Yeah.
That was written by somebody who's heard me sing before. So.
Or dance, either one. I don't know. But how things, man? How things down in St. Croix?
It's doing good. Weather's beautiful, a lot of critters, the water's warm, it's gorgeous, man.
Yes. Now, Ed is very popular with our mermaids because word has got out he is the rum man. He's the Caribbean rum man. And Tiffany's celebrating a birthday this weekend.
Really?
So she's like, hey, that's the rum guy.
Yes, because I'm a huge alcoholic.
Yes, you are. There you go. And you just bring a little taste of the Caribbean here, right?
I bring a lot of taste of the Caribbean to these shows.
He always makes these dive events much more tolerable for the exhibitors, but mostly for the people that come. But he'll float.
And for the mermaids having to put up with the
what?
The people, the customers, everyone who walks in and having to deal with everybody. Yeah, yeah, this definitely helps.
Right, right. That'll help kick off her mirth day well. But
say nothing of warding off the chill.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and we're kind of up closer towards the front, and every time they open up the door there, she's getting a little blow up her fin or something. I don't know. It's been a little awkward at times, but we're working through it. So everything's good in St. Croix. They can go to St. Croix, what is it?
StCroixScuba.com.
Yes, and book some trips, accommodations, the works, right?
Absolutely. We've got some great packages here for this show. I think it's, 7 nights in the hotel, 5 days of diving, round trip airfare, $1,035.
Sweet.
It's a pretty good deal.
There you go. Deals, deals. They got them here. They got them everywhere. We're going to talk to some more folks here at Beneath the Sea next. Stick around. We're just getting started here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba diver. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I'm walking the aisles of Beneath the Sea with Mermaid Tiffany celebrating her mirth day. We won't say how old she is, but in like dog years, she's like 84,
okay,
right?
Let's not be drunk.
No, maybe not. I don't know. It's not dog years. It's dog fish years.
Dogfish? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I have no clue. She gave me a little a kick of that rum that Ed Buckley just gave us from St. Croix, and it's doing its magic. It's all good. Anyway, we moved down to the Grenada booth, and I ran into Christina, from EcoDive, one of our Grenada mermaids, at least for a day or two. How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
It's good to see you again.
Absolutely.
You know, we have an extra tail. Yeah, you want to, like, revisit that adventure? Is it heated?
That heated neoprene, you know?
If you rub it with
if you can heat it up for me, I'm there.
Friction. That's all you need to think.
It's a bit too thin for that tail.
Yes, it's a little cool up there up front, but who knows? It's a long weekend. We'll give you a bottle of this rum. You should be good to go.
A bottle for that tail.
A whole bottle might just do it.
Once I'm done working, we can try.
Absolutely. Well, how are things in Grenada? It's been a while for us.
Good. It's good. I mean, you've been, what, a year now since you've been back?
Yeah, about that. I'd say that.
You were there in October. Not this last October, the October before.
Yeah.
Time flies. Things are good.
Our Grenada chocolate stock has been depleted. We need to go restock up on Grenada chocolate. You hear what I'm saying?
Ooh, we can work on that.
Is that your department or is that your department?
Which
you deal with the tourism board.
The chocolate, well, we just had a show for a British company came down there and did a whole new spill on the chocolate, Grenada chocolate factory. And
right. So you are in charge of keeping the Grenada chocolate in line. I know there on the island.
To me, it's not enough for us there.
Well, you don't want to share?
We love sharing, but it's just the chocolate is really, really good.
You
great.
Can make more.
I think so. More. We have enough cocoa to make enough.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got distracted. What?
Tomorrow's her birthday, too.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
You said it's her birthday. I'm like, really? Today? Our birthdays are a day apart.
Yeah, you just figured it was a typical statement that I would say that wasn't true.
Well, I was wondering. And I was wondering exactly what.
So now you have to mermaid. You have to share that birthday celebration with Tiffany tomorrow here at Beneath the Sea. You have to mermaid on your birthday. On your mirthday.
Apparently.
How can you have a mirthday without being a mermaid?
Well,
Christina?
Maybe. It's possible. Once it doesn't last too long.
We're talking, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours at most.
Oh, dear. Well, you never know. We can wake up in the morning and see which side the sun comes up and see how we feel.
All right, we're going to make this happen. I feel it. Is it seriously your birthday tomorrow?
It's seriously my birthday tomorrow.
That is awesome. So we got to make this happen.
Today's 22nd, right?
Yeah. We're taping Friday night, first day of the show. March 23rd is both your birthday.
Beneath the Sea is always my birthday weekend, it seems to be.
Well, there you go. Now you've got to come every year and do this.
You know, I did that well for a few years. I missed the last two, but
I think they need to come down to Grenada to have a real bash celebration for their birthday.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, have a birthday.
It's your birthday every day you're in Grenada, isn't it? That's pretty much how it is. So we don't even have to do it on your actual birthday, but we can celebrate it next time we come to Grenada.
It's kind of cool to be away for your birthday because every other day is my Grenada birthday.
True. This is true.
I'd like the entire scuba radio team to come down there and have a good birthday for her. That would be fun.
Yeah, as long as they pay us in chocolate, we'll show up. Right, Tiffany?
Absolutely.
This Grenada chocolate, I bring it up if you don't know. It is like world-class chocolate. And you talk about, you know, you go to other places in the Caribbean on your surface interval, you know, they'll give you a slice of orange or a pineapple or something.
One of the finest chocolate. And that's the Grenada chocolate.
That's right. So on your surface interval, they give you Grenada chocolate. That is like puts a spin on your dive adventure like no other. Makes it right.
Flavor. That's just the local touch.
It's the local spice, right?
Absolutely.
The Spice Island, right?
Well, that's it. That's us.
There you go. So let's talk about some of the diving.
Some
what?
Cinnamon,
oh,
cinnamon,
you brought some?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. Where's the chocolate?
Oh.
She ate it on the way over here, of course.
I think you have to come down to Grenada for that.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, but cinnamon is real popular and nutmeg and all kinds of cool stuff. They brought some of that here to display in their booth to entice the northeastern divers to Grenada. So tell me, Christina, how's the diving been lately? I know last time I spoke to like Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts, they were talking about the marine park or the sculpture park. Has that been upgraded or something with a new one or
yeah.
What?
What's going on? We had a big year with the sculpture park. In the fall, we've been fundraising for about 2 years. And we got our money together for Jason DeCarens Taylor to replace his Circle of Children vicissitudes. So there's a picture right behind you of the new statue.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So is that a brand new one or has that just been repaired or refurbished?
No, brand new. So there's 28 children all put together. The detail on them is amazing. They have eyelashes. Their clothes have folds. Their faces have pores and nose and hair. And they're just great. And they're in a new spot in the same bay, but they're shallower.
Right.
So the snorkelers can see them better. And to be honest, I don't know why. It's just good karma, but there's some really cool little nudibranchs. They've only been in the water since November.
Yeah.
And the nudibranchs,
they've already taken hold and joined the kids underwater.
Some really cool little pink and orange ones that just seem to love them. So at the sculpture park, that one, the new cyclist has gone back in. He got a new bike.
Nice. Okay.
And La Diablesse is getting a revamp. She's next on the list, and we're hoping by when season starts, so by kind of October, November, we're hoping that she'll be in the water too. So.
Okay, who did you say?
La Diablesse.
Which is what?
She's a folklore character.
Oh, of course.
Grenada.
I knew that.
And she had an original statue with a big gown and a big hat.
Ah, okay.
And she's got a cow foot.
Sweet.
And a scary, beautiful face, and she entices children and men into vicious, mean, wonderful things.
Well, that sounds like an interesting little adventure. Interesting. So,
there's a lot of history. There's a lot of fun. There's just a piece of Grenada, a piece of diving, and it's good fun.
Well, you know, the sculpture park there in Grenada is in shallow water, so it's good for snorkelers or divers. But, you know, we went down there and dove it, and you go from one little sculpture to the other and get some amazing little photo ops. We got our mermaids at the desk with the typewriter, I remember, right?
Lost correspondent,
right.
Yeah.
And, of course, the kids in a circle. Oh, yeah, there it is. They got it on their display here in Grenada. So it's a fun, unique type of dive.
Absolutely.
That you can experience. And you mix that up with things like the Bianca Sea and stuff, right?
That's a bonus on top of a regular drift diving, shark diving, night diving, wreck diving, reef diving package.
Yes.
It's just an extra kind of to throw into the mix.
Yeah, a great place to like off gas after a deeper dive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or snorkel, or bring the family, bring the kids, learn to dive, that kind of thing.
Nice. Now, what have you been diving lately? Are you doing the Bianca Sea stuff too all the time yourself, or no?
Yeah, we're a couple times a week at least.
Yep.
At least.
Eagle rays every dive.
Lots
almost.
This time of year.
Yeah.
And the visibility, I got to say, has been really good.
Really?
Really good.
So
I bought a new camera, so good.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but is it mainly the eagle rays that give you the awesome photo ops there on the Bianca Sea, or what's been cruising through there lately?
On the Bianca Sea, yeah, you'll get big schools of eagle rays. You'll get like 6 to 10.
Nice.
Which is excellent. Good,
yeah.
Photo op.
Okay, we got more coming up from Beneath the Sea next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out GrenadaGrenadines.com for more information on the Spice Island.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, so we have gotten our fill of Grenada chocolate, moved across the aisle to a new product that I've never seen before. I don't know if it's, if the Octomom has a piece of this action or not, but it's called Octomax. Tommy is the guy. What did I say?
Octomask.
Okay, I don't know what the hell I said, but it has nothing to do with the Octomom, right?
Correct.
It has a GoPro camera mounted on the top of a dive mask. So this is another cool new GoPro accessory or something for divers, right?
Exactly. It allows the diver to mount the GoPro camera on the top of their dive mask, keep your hands free, and it gives a really cool first-person perspective of video while you're diving.
Sweet. So you can capture your own dive from your perspective with a GoPro camera, fairly easy, very economical type of setup too, right?
Exactly.
So was this just out of need? You said, hey, I don't want to carry this thing around. I need a place to fasten my my GoPro camera. Maybe I can just pop it on the top of this mask, and next thing you know, you got a new product, or what?
Exactly. Got a GoPro and went diving with it, and was kind of disappointed with the mounting options out there, and wanted something where I didn't have to hold it. So searched around and realized that no one made a product that would attach it to your mask, so decided I'd make one.
Yeah, and it's a real nice standard mask, black skirt. That's the only type of mask you offer, right, the colors-wise, at least at this point?
Currently just one model, all black.
Right. And you can go to Octomask.com?
Correct.
Or what?
Correct, Octomask.com.
How much?
$79.99.
All right, great price. And you pop your GoPro camera in there. We can have a diver cam. We can put one on a mermaid, have a mermaid cam. You can mount it wherever you're wearing a dive mask. You can get that perspective, right? Greg cam, Tommy cam, Tiffany cam, the whole group, right?
Exactly. You got it.
Have you done that? Have you sent down all your divers with you before as a group and given them a GoPro camera or an Octo mask? And that would be a pretty cool little video. You know, five or six divers and you get their perspective, edit it all together. That would be a pretty cool trip video, right? Wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, we're still working on that, getting a lot more footage together, working on building out the YouTube channel at the moment. But we should have some more footage up shortly.
Right. And it's at your website. They can get to that as well, I guess, your YouTube channel.
Exactly, yeah, octomask.com.
It sounds like a cool product. We got to get one of these things, you think, Tiff?
Yeah, you first got to get me a camera for my birthday.
No, forget it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. I'm with Mermaid Tiffany. It is her mirth day. And, you know, when you walk down a show like Beneath the Sea, obviously we've already seen some cool products you can pick up for your next dive adventure. But obviously there's places to go out the wazoo. And it has a tendency for someone like Tiffany to entice her diving adventures. They're like, Greg, let's go there. Greg, let's go there. Greg, let's go there. And, of course, I see a lot of old friends. And one of my buddies here, Philip, from the Spirit of Freedom Liveaboard in Australia, was here. And I was like, oh, hey, Tiffany, come over here. We got to talk to this guy. Philip, how are you, buddy?
I'm really good. Good to be back.
Yeah, now you know where I'm going with this. Because she has no idea what to expect. Other than, oh my gosh, I want to go to Australia. But we got to talk about what you offer in that part of the world, because it's truly unique, especially for us U.S. divers, right?
Yeah, it is very different, and we've got all the nice Australian people for you. That's we've got all the...
They all carry around big leather crocodile hats and huge knives.
Like Crocodile Dundee?
Exactly! Exactly. It still exists.
On every corner.
On every corner, on every dive. That's just how they roll in Australia. You know, I spent an amazing adventure down under a few years ago, and Philip was nice enough to host us on some of his day trips. We didn't get out on the Spirit of Freedom, but we got a tour of the vessel while it was in dock, and that was really, really nice. A lot of wood, a lot of teak woodwork. So it's a classic type of dive vessel, right?
Yeah, it's a very popular boat. It is a classic, and we spend a lot of time and money on it, and mainly because where it goes, it needs to be up to scratch, and it's hitting some very remote areas. We've got some new itineraries coming through, which are 10 and 11 days up to the far north, up towards New Guinea. So pretty interesting stuff happening.
Yeah, you know, it was like a whirlwind. That adventure I did in Australia, they literally had us going up in hot air balloons, eating kangaroo meat, hanging with koala bears. And then we managed to work in some diving into the thing. And then they have I don't know what the deal is, but they actually make their own rum. You guys brew your own rum over there. It's like the store-bought stuff is not good enough. And that was a treat in itself. You hear what I'm saying?
We got Bundaberg rum.
Well, you get the Bundaberg. But actually, the captain on one of the boats, he's like, man, you got to have some of this stuff. I brought it out of my garage. It's better than any of this stuff. Hey, my accents. I'm a little off on that, Philip. I need practice.
Yeah, no, they've got a whole mixed bag of tricks on board the boat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Bundaberg has to be a part of that mix, for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the diving you offer off the Spirit of Freedom. You know, you fly into Queensland, right?
Yeah, you're flying to Brisbane, up to Cairns. It's an easy two-hour flight.
Cairns, right.
Coming up to Cairns, 2 hours out of Brisbane. And then we have a 3, 4, and 7 day itinerary. So we're going to carry the Great Barrier Reef, finishing with the Cod Hole. Lizard Island, a nice upmarket resort area where we fly guests in and out of, and then we'll carry on out into the Coral Sea to do Osprey Reef with its 3,000-foot walls.
Nice.
All the pelagic fish action, visibility, and then back to Cairns. So you can get up to 26 dives in a week.
Yes, it's some serious diving they offer on the Great Barrier Reef. Everything seems big. Is that a fair generalization of some of the reef structures? It's just massive walls, massive reef, growth. Does that sound good from a U.S. perspective, comparing it to, like, maybe the Keys or something like that, or the Caribbean?
Yes, especially in the Coral Sea. It's a completely different reef structure from the Great Barrier Reef. So they are volcanoes, old volcanoes. They come up 3,500 feet, just vertical walls, and, of course, there's... Yeah, it's just the visibility that goes with it. So you don't know what's going to swim past you out there.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
It could be anything. Octopus. I had an encounter with octopus on the Great Barrier Reef that was phenomenal. Pretty freaky. And just the way they operate from a diving perspective, especially what we're used to in the States, you know, whether it's the liveaboard or some of the boats actually are anchored off on the Great Barrier Reef and shuttle back and forth and all kinds of stuff like that. It's a unique type of way that you guys do business for the divers, right?
Yeah. Tourism's very large in the Cairns area, so there's all sorts of operations, and it's all about service and service levels. So all the staff are trained and serve the tourists very well and the divers, so we've got to look after them. They won't come back.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting to come back ever since we were visited last time, but it could be that they won't allow us. I don't know. We could have maybe overstayed our welcome. I'm not sure. But if I brought a mermaid, would that help? Would that help grease the wheel, you think? Mermaids are kind of like a universal language when it comes to divers, and it applies to the folks down under, doesn't it?
I think a mermaid would go really well.
On the Spirit of Freedom, you'd have to, sail on the bow there and kind of be like, taming the sea or something. Would you?
Taming the sea.
Yeah, you know, you'd be, what do they call those mermaids on the bow of these vessels? You know what I'm talking about? You need like a mermaid mount on the front of the Spirit of Freedom. She doesn't like using mermaid and mount in the same sentence. Maybe
find Nemo.
Okay, Nemo. Yeah, you can find Nemo there.
Yeah, we can guarantee Nemo.
You make sure Nemo's in. But they got.
I can't believe you're going to take me here for my birthday. That's so nice.
What do you think? It's her mirth day today, so we got to make something happen. Down. You know, last time we went to Australia, this is what we got to do. We did that. They still have that tiger dinner thing there at the local safari that they sent us on. And they threw meat over a fence where we had dinner. They said, we're going to take you to dinner with the largest pride of lions in the southern hemisphere or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. There's all sorts of new stuff coming on all the time, so no problem for a birthday present.
And basically, I didn't understand what was going on until we sat down at a dinner table surrounded by fence, and then all of a sudden we were surrounded by like 15 lions and tigers. I'm sorry, wait, are we having dinner or are we the dinner? I'm not sure what's going on. But they get away with that kind of stuff down under. But your game, right?
Absolutely. You can find Nemo. You can play with Simba and Mufasa. I'm there.
Okay. Well, that's Africa. This is Australia.
Wow.
Starts with an A. Close enough.
Okay, whatever.
Same
animal.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Well, how's the Beneath the Sea show doing for you so far there, Philip?
Yeah, first day and night. So it's the first time we had the afternoon, so that's been a little bit interesting, and the night's getting busy enough. But looking forward to tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So hopefully.
As far as business for, you know, the folks there in Australia, are you getting more business from the folks in the U.S. or less? Or is the economy affecting you guys there in that part of the world as far as, like, what we're dealing with here in the States? Or good, bad, indifferent, or what?
Oh, I think we're on a growth trend back up again. We probably went back a bit for a couple of years, but the American market's settling down, and Australia's a desired destination. There's a lot that want to go. There's a lot to see, so we just got to get out there and do it. It is what it is.
Nice. Well, you know, we got to come back if you'll have us. And that's what my passport is, a mermaid, and that's all I need, isn't it?
That's about all you need to come.
Yes, accidentally. Oh, yeah, that is awesome. Well, I'm telling you, that is one place that you got to mark off the list if you haven't been there. So we'll try to see if we can make that happen. Maybe after the Maldives, Australia is next. What do you think, Tiff?
Wow, that sounds amazing.
She's like,
that's
yes.
So kind of you. I can't believe you're going to take me all the way down to Australia for my birthday.
Yeah, well, you know, they got a lot of stuff in Australia that'll kill you, too. But it makes it more exciting, right, Philip?
Exactly.
These box jellies. So that's what I'm saying. We mount you on the front of the Spirit of Freedom, and you can keep an eye out for the box jellies. Or we'll just throw you out in front of me. Are you going to be my mermaid human shield? You know, the box jellies get in the way. You can knock them out, perform your mermaid magic, and make it happen. Make it safer.
Yeah, I'll take one for the team. I'm down.
Sea, they got sea snakes. They got spiders. They got a lot of stuff. They could, I like that stuff. You're not really alive until you live life on the edge a little bit. And that's, they kind of have that going for them in Australia, don't they, Philip?
There's always something on the edge.
He's looking at me like, this is really not good marketing right now, Greg. But no, it's all good. It's really an amazing adventure. And that's what you get when you go to that part of the world. Love it. Philip, thank you so much. Spiritoffreedom.com. What is it again?
.com.au.
.au or .com, take your pick, and you can book one today. Thank you so much, buddy. Good to see you again.
Welcome you both back.
Yes, good day. Hey. Good day. Yeah, see, I haven't forgot everything. I still got a few Aussie things up my sleeve there as far as trying to communicate with those down under. Come on, Tiff, let's walk. Let's find some more folks to talk to at Beneath. So, Australia, you think that's where you want to go, huh?
No, I don't think that's where I want to go. I know that's where I want to
go. Has that always been on your list?
Absolutely, bucket list.
Okay, bucket list. All right. Yeah, I think it's been on a lot of people's lists, but they're intimidated because it's on the other side of the planet. But when you get over there, they're just like everybody else. The folks in Australia, to me, are kind of like going south. They have that southern hospitality thing going on, and that's fun.
That'd be fun. I would know because I haven't been there yet.
Well, in time, you can get there. All right, well, that I have to do for now. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up. People imitate my friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show.
Well, he's my real good buddy and his name is Greg. He the street smart fish out of water in a world we never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
very sexy.
If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top of my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go,
let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
So sweet.
That's right. Oh, man. Greg, are you hurling again, buddy?
No, of course not. Yes, he popped the Scuba Cowboys out there performing in the lobby here at Beneath the Sea, keeping the people entertained as they head in and out of this show. I'm with Mermaid Tiffany, celebrating her birthday at Beneath the Sea, largest dive consumer event in the country, outside of the Long Beach Dive Show. But that's another story, and another part of the world, another part of the country. But we're having a great time, and we got a few minutes left, and I run into Jerry Beatty, who's been all around the world. Where in the hell is Jerry Beatty? Well, at least this weekend, he's in Secaucus, New Jersey. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, I'm good. I want all your listeners to know I'm only doing this because you bribed me.
Did she just give you one of those rum bottles?
It was two cocktails at the bar, wasn't it? Isn't that what, Tiffany?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was two cocktails at the bar.
All right, give me one of those, Tiff. She has one. Three or four. Tiffany's our rum carrier now.
Oh, rum mule.
There you see.
You're actually
you ask.
Yourself, huh?
Oh, you
packing.
Ask and you
I
receive.
I'm this guy all day. Of course I'm packing.
I don't blame you. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
That's rough duty.
Well,
this is Tiffany's birthday. Seriously, this is her birthday. A mirth day. Well, we celebrate early. They got a time change here.
We're celebrating all week. I celebrate all month, but...
Yes, well, true.
So the legal drinking age is 18 in BBI. So you can drink now, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Isn't that
oh,
it?
See,
okay.
Yeah. Instead of asking me how old I am.
So that's how it's done.
That's how
okay.
it's done.
Okay, we'll leave it to Jerry Beatty to set me straight. That's right. How are you, friend?
I'm excellent, excellent. I'm super excited about the new project.
Yeah? Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, well, I can give you a heads up.
Okay.
But it's not quite ready yet.
Okay, just tease us at least.
It's www.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Dot.
Right. Yeah.
JerryBeatyWorld.com.
JerryBeatyWorld.com. All right, and what's going to happen at JerryBeatyWorld.com? Is this where all those videos get released?
It's
grainy, night vision.
You got to have a subscription and sign in for the videos, and you got to prove you're over 21.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's my perspective of adventures that I've had in various places around the world.
You're actually going to document that? What, you won't be arrested or something?
I will only mention the names of the innocent, not the guilty.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so yeah, but this will be great.
Which means you'll never see Greg's name.
I know, I know.
Well, that's why that's how we do the radio show. So that's what fills my material every week.
So how's the show going? You having a good show?
Good show, yeah. I think everybody's upbeat, we're recording the first night of BTS, but this has been a very busy Friday evening, I'd say.
Yeah, actually, I thought you were in the Maldives.
I leave in, that's in May.
That's in May.
May 16th.
Yeah. You're a very lucky man. I heard the airfare was actually affordable and that now is a good time to book an Explore Ventures trip to the Maldives.
Maldives. From JFK here in New York City. We are actually going to fly through JFK and through Dubai to the Maldives. A round trip from JFK, $1,200.
And you didn't call me?
Well,
I could have gone. I would have gone.
I called you. I got your voicemail. You blocked me as usual.
Oh, he's such a dog.
Yep. Everybody blocks. My block, I never pick up the phone.
That is true. Yeah,
yeah.
No one ever talks to me. Every once in a while I get through. But yeah, you can come.
It's overwhelming the thought of even going somewhere on a boat with Greg, the dive master.
Oh,
being stuck for 7 days on the Carpe Vita. I'm telling you, it doesn't get much better.
It's a beautiful boat.
I am literally celebrating my 50th birthday on that boat.
Man.
You are.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Scuba
goodness.
Cowboy will be having a birthday later that week as well.
So is he going on the trip?
Little Scuba Radio
Scuba
birthday
Pop,
bath.
Pup is going on the trip.
Going
Tiffany and Lizzie.
Goodness, do they have that much alcohol in the Maldives?
I don't know. No.
They don't have any. So I don't know what we're going to do. This is going to be one of the most unique birthdays I've ever had. No, they have some on the boat. They do. But it's not as accessible as some of the other destinations we've been because they have these local customs where they frown on that kind of thing.
I understand that. Yes. I actually do.
I'm not sure how we finagled to get allowed back in the country. I know. Just like we learned when I was talking about the folks in Australia, as long as I travel with mermaids, they'll let me go wherever the hell I want.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reaps all the benefits from us. We're the ones taking one for the team here and there. Not that it's really taking one for the team because the trips are awesome.
You don't need a passport. You need a mermaid or two. And that'll get you into any country, any culture you ever want to visit. But well, you should know this, traveling the world
it.
Like
I
you
I can
do.
Believe it, especially if they look like Tiffany. I mean, they're that young.
There he goes, brown nosing again. It works every time, right, Tiff?
Like a charm.
That's called like a charm.
Yes.
Something
that's
Greg wouldn't know.
Nope, not at all.
Charm, brown nosing, tomato, tomato. But, you know, I got a few things I could probably pick up from Mr. Jerry Beatty. JerryBeattyWorld.com.
Coming soon.
To the web near you or something.
Correct. That's right. Look it up.
Man. Well, enjoy yourself here at Beneath the Sea. Always a pleasure, my friend.
It's wonderful. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sorry. That will do it for our broadcast from Beneath the Sea. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, Tiffany?
Down where it's wetter.
Oh, God help us. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.